Okay, is Kamala going to share a short word of testimony and then you're going to minister the word?
Yeah.
Okay. She don't need to share it all today.
No.
Hallelujah. She,
yeah.
You know, it's a life story in one sense, and if she can share some of a short testimony.
Yeah.
It's good to give a testimony to what God has done in your life. Amen? Praise God.
अब कमलाले अब आफ्नो अब परमेश्वरको गवाही बाँड्न जान्दै हुनुहुन्छ हाम्रो माझमा अनि प्रभुको गवाही बाँड्नु चाहिँ एकदमै राम्रो हाम्रो जीवनको लागि जब हामीले प्रभुले हाम्रो जीवनमा के गरेको छ सुन्छौँ त्यति बेला हाम्रो जीवनमा झन् विश्वास बढी जान्दछ अनि अब कमला माझीले आएर अब आफ्नो गवाही बाँड्नुहुनेछ
उसलाई
ताली बजाएर स्वागत गर्नेछ हालेलुया
Hallelujah.
I can do that bit.
Hallelujah.
I can do
Hallelujah.
That.
सर्वप्रथम दयालु पिता परमेश्वरलाई धन्यवाद दिन्छु.
First of all, I want to give all the thanks to our gracious God.
Amen.
Second my minister Endoro and Gires and जति पनि यहाँ यो चर्चको मेम्बरहरू हुनुहुन्छ एल्डर डिकन उहाँहरूलाई यो बहुमूल्य समय मलाई दिनुभएकोमा धन्यवाद दिन्छु.
And secondly, I just want to thank you, the ministers of church, Andrew and Grace, and all the leaders of the church and members of the church for giving me this opportunity to share my testimony.
अनि अरू जति पनि यहाँ आउनुभएको छ परमेश्वरको जनहरू छोराछोरीहरूलाई हृदयदेखि परमेश्वर प्रभु येशू ख्रीष्टको नाममा धन्यवाद दिन्छु. जय मसी.
And again, I just want to thank you with all my heart to everyone in here for giving me this opportunity again.
आज म कसरी मैले जीवित परमेश्वर पितालाई पाए भनेर म तपाईहरुको अगाडि राख्नेछु.
Today I want to share a bit of my testimony of how I came to encounter the love of God.
छटकरीमा अब समय कति छ मलाई थाहा छैन. अब म चाहिँ 2006 को कुरा हो.
I don't know how long I've got, but I'm just going to share a bit. Anyways, in 2006,
मेरो कान्छा चाहिँ दाजु चाहिँ विश्वासी थियो, क्रिस्चियन थियो.
My brother, he was a Christian.
अनि मेरो बाबा चाहिँ इन्डियाको आर्मीको क्याप्टेन थियो.
And my dad, he was Indian army captain.
मेरो दाजुको घरमा फोटो थियो.
And
ठुलो फोटो.
केको फोटो?
फोटो बाबाको, मेरो बाबा.
And in my father's house, in my brother's house, there was a big picture of my dad.
And अनि क्रिस्चियनहरू आयो. क्रिस्चियनहरू आयो अनि त्यो फोटो मरेको मान्छेको फोटो राख्नु हुँदैन भन्यो.
And lots of Christians, they came to our house and they saw the picture on the wall and they said, you can't keep the picture of someone who's already dead on the wall.
अनि त्यो हटाइदियो.
And they took the picture of the wall.
अनि हामीलाई एकदमै भित्रबाट त्यो कुराले हामीलाई एकदम दुखित भयो.
And that really hurt us a lot.
अनि 2006 मा मेरो श्रीमान चाहिँ ब्रिटिश आर्मीको हो.
And in 2006, my husband, he was in British Army.
He UK आउने मौका पायो.
And we got the opportunity to come to UK.
अनि त्यो फोटो राख्नु पाउँछ कि पाउन भनेर बाइबल किनेर पढ्न थाल्यो 2008 मा.
And because when we took off the picture of the wall, that really hurt us a lot. So we bought ourselves a little Bible to really know that, does that really say in the Bible to take the picture of the wall of someone who's already dead?
त्यो खोज्यो पाएन अनि त्यो नपाएपछि त्यो बाइबल चाहिँ राम्रोसित फलो गरेन.
And we started reading the scriptures and we couldn't find any scriptures that mentioned anything about saying you can't keep the picture of someone who's already dead on the wall.
त्यसको बादमा चाहिँ म हाम्रो घरमा चाहिँ धेरै दुःख पर्यो.
And in our families there was lots of trouble, trials and everything.
मैले फ्याक्ट्रीमा काम गर्थे.
And I used to work in a factory.
And mero yo hat chai chaldai chalena dui dui hat dukhyo.
And both of my hands, like, I couldn't do much with it. It was numb from the inside.
रातभरि सुत्थेन
and I couldn't even go to sleep at night because of the pain
ani maile din ma dui choti 14 ta deuta lai puja garthe
and I used to pray about 2 times to 4 different gods
malai kei pani bhayena
but nothing happened
ani tesko baad ma malai chai afai lai church janu man lagyo
then out of nowhere something just burst inside my heart and one day I woke up and all of a sudden I wanted to go to church
ani ma tya church ma dui tin patak gaeko baad ma maile chai euta dui choti prakash paaye
and I went to church like 2-3 times and whenever I went to church I just had 2 kind of revelations
and tesko baad ma chai ma thapakka ma basnu sagina
and once I have the revelation that Jesus Christ was alive I couldn't sit still
koi manche dekhe ki hamro parmeshwar pita jibit hununcha satya hununcha bhannu thale
and because I couldn't still so whenever I used to talk to anyone I just used to share the gospel to them
ani maile bhane sabai lai estai prakar ko hamro parmeshwar pita jibit hununcha bhanera maile sadai bhari phone ma chai ma busy hunu thale
then after that encounter I had with the Lord I kind of started sharing my testimony and gospel to all our relatives over the phone
and pahila maile 14 ta deuta ko puja gare tara mero euta rau pani tharo bhaina
before I used to pray to about 14 different gods but I didn't have no encounters no touch from God or anything
जब म चर्च गए अनि म जहाँ जुन कुनामा बसेर म प्रार्थना गर्थे तर मलाई राम्रोसँग प्रार्थना पनि आउँथेन
But when I started going to church like I used to go to church I used to pray to God and even though I didn't know how to pray to God properly at that point
जब प्रे गर्छु सबै मेरो सबै जीवमा चाहिँ करेन्ट आउँथ्यो
Whenever I used to pray I used to sense the presence of God and I used to sense the spirit of God
मैले भैले भन्थे कहाँबाट इलेक्ट्रिक सर्टले मलाई करेन्ट आयो भने
Then I used to think to myself where am I getting this electric shocks from?
अनि म एकदमै डराउने भए
Then I started getting very afraid and very scared
अनि राति सुतेको थिए फर्स्ट टाइम हाम्रो परमेश्वर चाहिँ बिस्तारामा सम्हाल्नु हुन्छ बेडमा
And
हाम्रो परमेश्वरले चाहिँ बेडमा पनि हामीलाई सम्हाल्नु आउनुहुन्छ
and one thing I found about God is like even when you go into bed he never leaves you or anything he sits right next to you even when you go to bed
मेरो टाउकोमा हात जान्थेन ब्याक साइड जान्थेन मैले केही पनि गर्न सक्थेन यो पार्ट मुभिङ गर्नु पनि सक्थेन अनि मैले भने प्रभु म चाहिँ यस्तो हात दुखेको छ म चाहिँ के भने मलाई उठाएर लानुहोस् कि भने मलाई चाहिँ यो हात निको पारिदिनुहोस् भनेर
And because she used to have lots of body aches and she used to have lots of pain around her arms and everything and she started praying to God saying God if you're going to heal me if not then just take me away from this earth
अनि मलाई केही मान्छे आएर मेरो यहाँनिर फोको डल्लो थियो त्यो चाहिँ यस्तो टान्दिएको मलाई अनुभव भयो
Then once when I was praying and there was lots of blisters around my arms and I started praying and I felt as if like someone was slowly taking them away as well
अनि यहाँनिरबाट यति धेरै कालो कुरा निक्लेर गयो
And from my blisters lots of black stuff started coming out
अनि त्यो दिनमा चाहिँ अलि म राम्रोसँग सुते
And since that day I started sleeping much better
त्यसको बादमा सेकेन्ड टाइममा चाहिँ मेरो हात चाहिँ माथितिर ढकलेको मलाई अनुभव भयो
my second experience with God whenever I was praying to God I felt as if like someone was pushing my joints back to my arms
and मेरो हात कम्मरमा जान्थेन
and I couldn't even touch my back with my hand or anything
man bhyan uthe ma mero hat aaj kasai le malai mati pel deko cha bhanera maile kamar ma hat lage
And once I had that encounter, I knew that I was healed. So I started like to move my hands and stuff, and I could move them properly. And I put my hands around my waist.
अनि त्यसको बादमा फेरि डाक्टरको रूपमा अहिले पनि मलाई याद छ त्यो मान्छेको अनुहार
I still remember the face that I saw when I started praying to God and when I had that encounter with God.
अनि सबै उसले पुरै जाँच्यो मलाई यो सबै जाँच्यो सबै कुरा मसँग एकचोटि पनि बोलेन
and I went to go see a doctor and he examined me from inside out.
अनि मलाई बिहान उठेपछि चाहिँ मलाई एमआरएस गर्दे भन्ने मलाई एकदमै मन लाग्यो जिपीमा गएर
and I went home that night and next morning I wanted to do MRI stitches.
मैले छोरालाई भने जाम अस्पताल भनेर भने गए डाक्टरलाई भने
I went to doctor next morning as well with my son again.
एमआरआई गर्दे भने रिक्वेस्ट राखे
then I told doctor that I wanted to have MRS.
उले भन्यो यो धेरै महँगो छ तेरो चाहिँ नसाको प्रब्लम हो भन्यो.
Then the doctor said it's going to cost you a lot of money and it's something to do with the nerves as well.
अनि मैले भने लास्ट रिक्वेस्ट भने मैले भने
के भन्नु भयो मान्छे
लास्ट एक मलाई चाहिँ गर्दिनु रिक्वेस्ट गरेको.
And she said to doctor can you examine me last one time again?
अनि म गए एमआरएस गर्दियो
then I went in the GP and he done all the examinations
यहाँ देखियो हार्टको हड्डी चाहिँ फुस्केर तल झरेको देखायो
and on the x-ray the x-ray actually showed that there was a crack in his inner arm somewhere around there
अनि त्यसको बादमा चाहिँ म धेरै रोए अनि हाम्रो परमेश्वर चाहिँ हस्पिटल जा पनि भन्नु हुने रहेछ भनेर
and then I started crying a lot
hospital tesko baad ma chha mero aaja samman mero treatment chaldai chha
and still now I still go to that treatment
ani teso bhayo parmeshwar le malai dherai malai help garnu bhayeko chha dherai maya garnu bhayeko chha
and God has really strengthened me and he's healing me every day and he's building up my faith every day as well
ani एक दिनको बिहानको कुरा हो म प्रार्थना गर्दै थिएँ 9:30 बजेतिर
and one day in the morning I was praying around about 9:30
मलाई त्यति राम्रो प्रार्थना गर्नु नि आउँदैन थियो
and at that point I didn't even know how to pray to God properly
बाहिर बगैँचामा म उभिएर प्रार्थना गर्दै थिएँ
then I went out in the garden and I started praying to God
मेरो वरपर एकदमै यो जमिनै ठर्कियो एउटा सुपरम्यानको भेषमा मेरो डाइनिङपट्टि आएर मसँगै प्रे गरेको मलाई अनुभव भयो
and my experience was so unreal that I felt as if the ground was shaking and whenever I was praying to God I could actually feel the presence of God
अनि मैले आँखा खोले यहाँको आएर मलाई मसँग प्रे गरेको छ भनेर
and I felt as if there was someone standing right next to me and praying alongside with me then I opened my eyes and I looked around
म जसँग भए
then I was amazed
अमा चाहिँ यसो गरे उफ्रे यो जमिन
then I started leaping and dancing with joy
मैले हेरे कै पनि केही पनि छैन
then I looked around and there was nobody around there but I felt as if there was someone standing right next to me praying with me
हालेलुया अनि सेकेन्ड टाइममा चाहिँ मेरो घरमा मैले एक्लै प्रे गर्दै थिएँ म उभिएर नै गर्ने थिएँ मैले राम्रो प्रे आउँथिन
and on the second occasion I was praying in my house again
मेरो कन्सर्भेटिको ढोका पुरै खोलियो
when I was praying out of nowhere the wind just blew and opened up the door in my conservatory
मेरो आँखा चिम्म थियो
and my eyes were still shut
अनि मेरो हात चाहिँ माथि जान्थेन ठाडो माथि हुँदैन थियो
and I could barely lift up my hands
अनि मेरो हातलाई सिधा बनाइदिनु भयो
and when I was lifting up my hands I just felt as if my hands was going properly all up and God just touched me and I could lift up my hands.
अनि second mass बिस्तारै सोझो बनाइदिनु भयो.
And again I started moving my hands and stuff.
मेरो हात पछाडि कहिले पनि गएको थिएन. त्यो दिनमा चाहिँ मलाई बिस्तारै मेरो हात यसै गरेर मलाई हात छुइदिनु भयो.
I couldn't even touch my hands like that before, but after that I could move my hands everywhere and the pain was easing up and stuff.
त्यो दिनबाट मैले मेरो हात पछाडि हात समात्ने भए.
And from that day I could touch my back and everything.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And आज आएर म धेरै खुसी छु.
And today I'm really happy.
मैले मेरो बाबाको फोटो खोज्छु भन्दा.
And I'm really happy. And whenever I started opening up my Bible, thinking that I might find some kind of scripture that kind of justifies that, I'll be able to put up my dad's photo on the wall.
मैले जीवित परमेश्वर पितालाई मैले पाउने म पाउने मौका मैले पाए.
And because of that Christian who told me that I couldn't put my father's picture on the wall, and I started reading Bible and stuff, I found out Jesus Christ.
मेरो धेरै छ मेरो गवाही, तर समय अनुसार म समय पाएमा तपाईहरुको अगाडि म राख्दै जाने छु.
I've got lots of stuff that I want to share, but because of time, I can't share that much today.
यतिकैमा अन्त गर्नु पर्ला. सबैलाई जय मसी.
I just want to thank you all for listening. God bless you all.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.